Hello everyone and welcome to ¿Qué pasa?
¿Qué pasa?
¿Qué pasa?
Italiano.
¿Qué pasa? I'm here with Liliana Mata.
Hi.
The special guest from Italian Pod, Marco Uno.
Ciao a tutti, un grande saluto.
Sounds so
sexy. How do you like my voice?
Yeah, that was nice.
And Marco from English Pod.
Hello, everyone.
And today we're going to start with...
Are you imitating me?
No.
Now that I want to do the nice voice, you're doing the nice voice?
I have a nice voice.
It's always like that.
I have a nice voice.
You don't.
Guys, stop it. We're going to start with ¿Qué pasa en Latinoamérica? We're going to talk about Mexico today. There's a lot of rumors going around about drug dealers in Mexico, the drug war, and what's the Mexican government doing against this.
That's a surprise.
Yeah.
It's not a surprise.
It's a new news.
But lately it's been worse.
Really?
Yeah. Like, I guess in America and the rest of the world, you can see news and listen to news about every day there's somebody dying in Mexico because of this war. Today I want to do an open discussion with you guys and
all right.
Let the users know what
so
we think.
First, what happens?
Okay, first of all, the thing is that we have our president now that is making a huge effort to take all this crime out. That before,
un grande saluto al presidente.
Yes, presidente Calderón.
Ciao.
That before, obviously, it was inside the government and nothing was being done. So this is the first time that a president has said, okay, enough is enough. So now Obama went to Mexico and Clinton went to Mexico and they actually acknowledge that it's a shared problem because...
Wait a minute, Clinton went to Mexico? That's not helping.
Yes, Clinton, Hillary Clinton.
Oh, Hillary. Oh, I thought it was Bill.
Yeah, Bill went, but for a concert.
Yeah, it was
saxophone in Ciudad del Mexico. Great night.
Yes.
Anyway.
So anyway, they came and they saw that it's a big problem for both of us, you know, Americans and Mexicans, because a lot of the guns are... coming in from the U.S. and a lot of our drugs, or well, not a lot, but almost like 90% is going to the U.S. But the problem is that it's corruption, you know, it's mm-hmm. inside our government. Mm-hmm. And that's the big problem, that they getting all these drug dealers, but people are now saying, okay, you're getting the drug dealers, you're getting all the capos, the narcos, everyone involved. But what about all the politicians that for years... have been getting richer and richer and just allowing these people to go, you know, to go free.
The politicians have all this power, right? And they just get some money in return and let the drug dealers to do whatever they want.
Like protect them.
Yeah, corruption.
Yeah, but what I understand is that how come now it's turned out to be so more violent? Is it because the government said enough?
Exactly.
Yes.
Okay. And so even like, even the corrupted people from the government went to jail?
Exactly.
Okay.
Yeah, there's some politicians that they already cut them. So it was a big scandal because a lot of them, they were high profile. Also, the government say enough. But also what happened is that inside the cartel, there are some places that has to be replaced. So they're fighting against the territory with different families. So for example, the south and the north, before it was like a specific family, but now they're fighting against each other. So that's also why there's killings.
So one of the consequences is that the government is saying, okay, it's enough. So they're trying to narrow the field of action for these drug dealers, right? So now they have to fight for their little place, their little part of the market, as you can say.
The market share,
of
the market. Yeah.
The market share.
Yeah. So before it was just free, right? Like everybody does whatever they want to do. But now they have to fight for this and they're fighting against each other. And that's the problem.
So in my experience... In my opinion, actually.
In my experience?
My experience as an Italian. There's always like, in the mafia, for example, or in the other like organized crime in Italy, there's always a moment of balance. Right. Where everybody, you know, like respect each other and they share the cake.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And then there's always a moment when this balance is
broken.
Yeah, it's broken. And then you have like maybe 2-3 years, even 10 years, you know, you don't know.
Of the killings.
They say it, andare ai materassi.
Which
because
means?
It's like go to the mattresses because they put the mattresses in the house, you know, and they stay inside, they eat and shoot, basically. You know, it's a very like civil war again amongst families. But an interesting thing is that when you were saying this, to me it came to mind, like, in the 90s in Italy, you have a big, like, the huge scandal of called the Tangentopoli, where all the corruption in the government and the mafia came out, so lots of people from the government were sent to jail, you know, and basically something that similar to what is happening in Mexico. And I can tell you that now mafia is not a problem anymore in Italy, so good luck with you guys. It's gonna solve everything. I think Obama, Clinton, and it's going great.
Yeah, I think it's kind of difficult to actually expect to completely eradicate these drug cartels and the drug lords and the whole drug ring, because that result has never happened anywhere before.
Yeah, so that's what I was telling Liliana, you know, like, they're trying to clean this up. You know, they are trying to restrain them. There's still a lot of poverty going on in Mexico. And these people, what do? They have to look for other ways to get money, right? And one of these ways is, like, drug dealing. Now that drug dealing is not going to be available, what's happening? A lot of robbery is coming up. A lot of kidnapping. Mm. This is
extortion.
A real thing.
Extortion,
I just know somebody that got kidnapped last week.
Really?
Very close to me. And it was a real case. Like, the whole family was freaking out. And the normal people is now suffering.
Right.
Something that wasn't happening before.
Yeah.
So it's a whole debate going on. Like,
yeah, I told you jokingly, but I told you, like, your problem, Leo, and your population is that you have to organize your crime. You don't have to fight it, not too much.
You have to organize it.
Yeah, it's
have a workers' union and everything.
No, but it's like a sort of, you know, like, if you have organized crime, the people, okay, the crime is gonna happen anyway.
Right.
But the like the normal people, as you call them, like the small people, are not gonna be affected by random violence.
Mm.
You know,
yeah.
It's organized on a bigger scale.
Right.
Yeah, the problem is when it's an organized crime,
it's crime.
Still crime. I know.
No, I know.
It doesn't matter. Of course, we're not gonna.
It's a joke.
Yeah,
it's
no, I know. I know. We know there's always gonna be crime. The problem here, it was getting out of our hands. It was getting bigger than anything, you know?
Mm.
Just having this much amount of drug dealers, narcotraficantes, having this amount of money, that it was going to happen like Colombia happened. And
yeah,
we don't want that to happen.
They
know?
Were getting too much power. We could have lost it, you know? So I think it's good in a way. I think it's good they're fighting it. And cheers for Calderon.
Yeah.
Yeah. Grande Calderon.
Yeah.
So now let's talk about lessons.
A bit of lighter subject here.
Yeah.
So coming this week, we have on Monday, we have parking fee. What is this about, Liliana? You're the expert.
Well, parking fee, it's when you want to know if you want to pay for parking or is it free.
Do you have those street parking guys that charge you like a dollar?
Yes.
Even
and
though it's
very
free?
Annoying. In Mexico, that happens a lot.
It's
like 10
them.
Pesos.
Yeah,
and
you're
I'm
like
this is the street, man.
Wait.
I'm going to look for it. I'm going to like take care of
but
it.
But if you don't pay him, he'll steal your radio.
Yes.
I was in Manila and there was one guy who was wanted and he was paid for stopping the taxi for you.
Oh, yeah?
Like, I'm holding the cab. He opens the door and he's like, 5 cents, sir. And then I looked at the taxi driver and he's like, give 5 cents to the man. I was like, all right.
That's how it works. That's how it works.
Oh, no. That's amazing.
All right. On Tuesday, we have Last Name coming up. And this is about, I think it's about the culture in Latin America of last names, right?
Yeah, you know how our names and last names are like so long?
Yeah, you are Liliana Matata Escurita de la Vida de la...
de la Santa Madre.
No,
de la Vega.
No. Liliana Valentina Mata Banuet. Only.
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 That's for friends only. But if you want like...
I think it throws everyone off that we have... middle name, like you have a first name, middle name, last name, but you also have
a second last name
and a number.
So yeah, it can be a little bit confusing.
Tercero.
On Wednesday we have boxing.
All right,
nice.
Who's boxing? Are you boxing?
I'm boxing against ST. I'm gonna kick. Yeah.
No, it's El Bonito Velázquez with El Cavernícola Temerario.
Wow, El Cavernícola Temerario.
Yeah, it's
heavy stuff.
Yeah, wow.
All right, and then we have No Kidding coming up on Thursday. And finally, we end up with nosy. What is this?
Nosy.
Nosy, yeah. Like somebody.
Like, yeah, mind your own business. We're going to explain what does it mean to say, ¿y a ti quien te da vela en este entierro?
Yeah. It's like a phrase.
Yeah, you don't have that?
What?
Can
you say that
Can
again?
Can you repeat it again, please?
¿Y a ti quien te da vela en este entierro?
It's like...
Do you have something like that in Italian?
Yeah, sure.
What is it? It's like, who invited you to the party? That's kind
exactly.
of what it would be.
Oh, that's why you always say say stuff like that, Liliana.
Yes,
that's
exactly.
why you're so mean.
No!
It's in your culture.
No.
Hey.
Yeah, you must be...
It's
like,
in Liliana's culture.
Leo must have been imported from Ecuador. Where everybody's nice, right?
Yeah, we're always nice. We're polite people. We are polite.
That's not true.
Enough.
Oh, so the whole team of Spanish Pod is back in town. We're now running like 100%
full speed.
So bring it on. Bring on some questions in the comment sections. We want to answer them.
All right. Be sure to find Spanish Pod on Facebook also, right? You guys uploaded some really cool pictures.
Yes, that's true.
Of Lily, Esti, Leo.
And we may just remind everybody that Spanish Pod is on Facebook, on Twitter, on Bitter, on Fritter.
On
no,
all the
true.
Social networking
It's basically
tools.
Everywhere.
It's everywhere.
On YouTube.
Follow us. Follow us on Twitter.
We have some great videos on YouTube.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
All right, so come to YouTube, look for the Spanish Pod videos, and that's it for this week. See you next week.
All right, bye.
Bye. Bye. You're ever wondering about you're all Yeah, so come to YouTube and look for Spanish Pod and you're gonna find
But you say come to Facebook, you say come to YouTube.
No,
Yeah.
But
he said come to Facebook.
No. That was before.
Yeah, but where should I go?
Go to both.
Oh, I don't have so much time. I'm a busy guy.
You should sign up for Spanish, but I'd never see you there.
What are you
that
saying?
That is true.
No, that's
yeah.
not true.
I've never seen you comment
Que
pasa before.
I'm not.
No, that's true.
No.
It's true.
Check my profile.
You have never made a comment.
Check my profile and see the comments.